Word, ask you to turn me to Luke 14. I'm going to begin reading there. Luke 14 and verse number 16. Back when I was lost and undone, I'd call into Spurl Trust and Luke would answer the phone. 698-9800 was the office phone. He wouldn't answer 712-1400 because he knew I was calling. Had me on there, but I'd call 698-9800 and he'd pick up about 5. We'd be at work at 5. I'd call him about 10 to 5. He'd say, "Hello, Spurl Trust." I'd say, "Hey, boss." "Yep." I'd say, "I ain't going to be able to come in today. I got a sore throat." "Okay." Next week, I'd call 698-9800. I'd say, "Hey, boss." He said, "Yeah." I said, "I ain't going to be able to come in. My wife's got a sore throat." He just kept on going that way. I'd call and I'd call and I'd call. And one day he answered the phone and I said, "Hey, boss." And he said, "Let me guess. You just ain't coming." Well, he said, "I don't need an excuse." "All you got to do if you ain't coming, just tell me. If you ain't coming, just tell me." Man, that stuck to my heart like you ain't never seen before in my life. And this morning, I just want to preach a little title. What's your excuse? What's your excuse this morning? What excuse do you have this morning to not dine at the table of our Heavenly Father? If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to Luke chapter number 14 and verse number 16. Luke 14, 16. I hate to be the damper on the service, but it ain't me, it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, if you got an excuse this morning, that grave's going to hold you down. A little Sawyer, a little Willow, and the mama sing about, "Ain't no grave." For the lost man, you're going to be held down the rest of your life. You're going to be held down in the devil's hell. But for the saved person, when we see him, he shall appear with the voice of the archangel, Brother J.D. Those that remain shall be caught up, man, in the twinkling of an eye. Luke 14 and verse number 16, the Bible says, "Then said he unto him," talking about Jesus, "A certain man made a great supper, and he bade or begged many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' And they all with one consent began to make an excuse." There it is. "And the first said unto him, 'I've bought a piece of ground that I must needs go and see, and I pray thee have me excused.' And another said, 'I have brought 5 yokes of oxen, and I have to go prove them. I pray thee have me excused.' And another said, 'I've married a wife, and therefore I just can't come.' So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Lord, it is done, and thou hast commanded, and yet there is still room.' And the lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and the hedges, compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men," the first 3 men this morning, "we love you and we thank you. I thank you this morning for the praise and worship team. I thank you this morning for the special. Lord, I thank you this morning for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in the building. Lord, I pray you'd minister our hearts this morning in a mighty way. Father, I pray you'd be with the ones that are sick and that couldn't be here today. I pray you touch them. Lord, I pray you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Anything that would be negative, I pray you move it now. Anything that would not be, thus saith the word of God, I pray you'd move it now. Father, I pray that your word go forth the way that you would have it to go. I pray you give them ears to hear. I pray you open my ears as well, Father. Lord, I pray this morning that whatever excuse we have to come and dine with you, that we lay it down at the cross at the end of the service. And Lord, we take all of our excuses and do away with them. And Lord God, we just get on fire for you. Lord, our prayer is that we'd see the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven just to continue to move on men, women, boys, and girls. Lord, I pray this morning that your will be done. And Father, I pray when we leave, there be no excuse. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. What is your excuse this morning? If I had to ask you anything this morning, I would ask you that concerning this text. What is your excuse? Here, Jesus compels folks to come and to dine. Everything is already prepared. Everything is took care of, and there's plenty of room. Don't never worry about the room at the master's table. There is plenty of room to come and dine. You don't cost, it won't cost you nothing to come, hey, to that table and dine and to sit down. He is begging and pleading for people to come, and all a person has to do is to come. The Bible says in verse number 17, he says that, tell them that all things are now ready, but they begin to make excuses. And you say, preacher, why did they begin to make excuses? I want to show you, and thus saith the Word of God. Hey, number one, they had a reason not to come. I want you to know they had a reason not to come, hey, to where the Master was. They had a reason not to come to that table and what God had prepared. They had a good reason in their own mind, and they had reasoned it out. Can I say to you this morning, there's a lot of people that are in a devil's hell because they have reasoned themselves right out of the grace of God, right out of His mercy, right out of what God's going to do in their life. He's knocked on their heart's door and He's asked them to be saved. He's begged them to come, and they have every kind of reason. They may feel unworthy. They may feel unwelcome. They may feel that they went too far. They're too far wayward. But you know what the Bible said? He said, you go and you bid them to come. No matter what they've done, you bid them to come to my table. And as we come here, they had a reason not to come. Look with me in verse number 18, if you would. I want to show you some reasons why they wouldn't come and dine at the Father's table. He said, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. And the first said unto him, look what he said. He said, I bought a piece of ground. He said, I bought a piece of ground. You say, preacher, what would that represent? That would represent the things of this world. He had done got tangled up in the cares of this world. And he said, go bid him to come. He said, I bought a piece of ground and I must go check on it. Hey, it's the cares of the world. Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 19, the Bible said, and the cares of this world, talking about the Word of God. It came to this man, and the Bible says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of the other things entering in, it choked out the Word and it became unfruitful. I see reason number one, that how the world had choked out the Word of God. This man had got here and the Lord Jesus had bid him to come, but he said, the cares of this world, I cannot come. I must do something before I come to where you're at. I wonder this morning who is sitting under thus saith the Word of God, and the cares of this world is still floating in your mind, still floating on your heart. You come to the house of God to hear a word from God, but you're worrying about the cares of this world. Can I say to you, the things of this world will take care of themselves. The first thing we must do is worship Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Hey, he had an excuse and he had a good reason. Look what he said. He said, I pray thee, I have a need that I have to go see to it, and I pray thee that you have me excused. He prayed, the Lord, will you have me excused? I got to go take care of the things of this world. Hey, but let me show you something else. Not only did one buy a piece of ground, but look in verse number 19, what the other man said. He had an excuse as well. And the other said, I have bought 5 oxen of oak. He said, I bought some oak and some oxen of yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them, and I pray thee that you have me excused. Can I say to you that one bought a piece of ground, and that represents the world and what the world will do to you. Hey, but this other one, I want you to know, he had bought 5 oxen of oak, of a yoke of oxen, and he got here, and I want you to get this. That would show that, hey, work was more important. He had to go to work. He had to do the things that would please him and take care of some things in his life. You make sure this morning you don't let, hey, the world take you away from what God would have you to do. And you make sure your work don't take you away from what God would have you to do. I wrote this down, and I want you to understand this when I say this, that you be careful what you purchase. You be careful what you purchase, because it'll work you to death to take care of it. You be careful what you purchase, because it'll work you to death trying to take care of what you purchase. This man said, I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I've got to go make sure. I've got to be with them. I've got to stay with them. They had an excuse not to come to where the Lord Jesus was. This morning, I don't know about you, but the cares of this world and the things that are going on in this world will give us excuses not to do the will of God, not to come to His table, not to come to where He is. He had a I got to go attitude. He done had a yoke yoke around him. He done got tied up in bondage. He done got chained up. He thought them oxen would be the one that would work together. He thought they'd have the yoke around their neck. Hey, but my friends, can I say to you, you'll never get a hold of the world. The world will always get a hold of you. Don't you get caught up in the cares of this world. Don't you get caught up in the work of this world. It's about Jesus Christ. There is no excuses when it comes to him. We must be ready to come to what God has called us to do. Look with me in verse number 19. He said, I got to go prove them. He said, and I pray thee that you have me excused. You know what he wanted? He wanted to be forgiven. He wanted to be set free from what he was going to do, but he was going to do it anyway. This morning, can I say to you that when there's his excuse there, there's nothing God can do with an excuse. When you put something before him, he said, you'll have no masters before him. When you put before God becomes idolatry and it becomes an idol, and God doesn't like that. I see one reason was it was the world. Another reason it was work. But let me give you the third thing. Look what he says here. One said, I got to do the things of the world. I say the world's got the church and the church ain't got the world. The world will keep you busy. The world will get your schedule so busy you've got nothing for the things of God. The world will get you so busy you can't see the things of God. I can tell you this from experience. The work of this world will get you so busy that you won't see the things of God. You'll think you have to do this, 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 this. And the Bible says in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But let me give you the third thing I see there in the text right here. Had a reason. One had a reason because of the world. One had a reason because of the work. And the other one said, hey, I got a wife. I just can't come. I got a wife. I just can't come. He said, what does that mean, preacher? What does that mean? He said, I'm married, my wife. He had an excuse. Notice he didn't even ask to be excused. He just had an excuse. This morning, I want you to understand this. If you don't get nothing else, no matter what your spouse does, you're not accountable for them. You make sure you be where God's called you to be. Amen? You stay where God has called you to be. Don't let somebody else's excuses rob you of what God's called you to do. I see this morning. What's your excuse? Number one, they had a reason not to come. Number two, they were replaced because they did not come. I want to share this, what God's laid on my heart this week. He's bigger than me and he's bigger than you. If you refuse to go, his will still will be done. If you refuse to move, he'll just use somebody else. If you refuse to tell, he'll just give somebody else to tell. But he has chosen to use you and me to spread the gospel. But if we won't do that, he'll use somebody else. Number one, they had a reason. They had an excuse not to come. Number two, they was replaced because they didn't come. You know, I know this. If I don't stand in this pulpit next Sunday, somebody else will. But JD, if you ain't the youth pastor next week, somebody else will be. Deacons, if you quit being a deacon, that's no problem. Somebody else will step up. God's always got somebody in position to step up. When I think it's all about me or what I need to do, there's always, don't use an excuse. Listen to me this morning. You don't have a reason this morning. Get to where God would have you to be. Get in line with what God would want you to do. Don't let the excuses of this world rob you of what God's wanting to do. Look at this. He was replaced because they didn't come. Jews had excuses. Here he's talking to the Jews. They had excuses and was replaced with the Gentiles. Now the apostles was to turn to the Gentiles. God's house will be filled. Look at this. I want to show you this. In verse number 20, another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, he was angry, be angry and sin not. He said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. The ones that were supposed to be doing what God's, the ones that were supposed to be saved, the ones that were supposed to get it, the ones that were supposed to be doing what God had called them to do, they had an excuse and didn't want to do it. They didn't want to come dine at the table. You know what he said? He said, I'm going to fill my table up anyway. Look what he says. He said, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes in the city and bring hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. They went out and got all these people to come in. Got every one of these people to come in, and look what he said. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. I don't know how much room is at the table, but if you walked in this morning and you got an excuse why you're not saved, if you got an excuse this morning why you're not doing the will of God, If you've got an excuse this, if you've got an excuse this morning, I want you to know that excuse is not good enough for God. You don't have an excuse to hold up the work of God. I don't have an excuse. He's wanting to use you. He's wanting to use me in the work of His business. And this morning, I want to ask you a question. What excuse do you have this morning? What excuse do you have all the way through every day of your life? What excuse do I have? What excuse do I have come up? We all have excuses, amen? Milk's on sale. I can't come. Milk's on sale. I can't do it. I got to be here. I got to be there. Can I say to you, excuse is of no value when it comes to the Master. Excuse is of no value. When I put an excuse to Him, He'll replace me with somebody else. Look what He said. He said, there is still room at the table. Here's what He said. He said, you go out into the highways and you go out into the hedges and you compel them to come in. Why? Because it's done been prepared. It's done been took care of. It's done been paid at the cross of Calvary. We must invite them to come in to the house of God. Invite them to come in to where God would have them to be. This morning you sit there and you ask me a question. You may be asking in your mind. I asked this week. Lord God, I got so much to do, so much going on. He said, that's no excuse. Number one, I see they had a reason. To them, it was a good reason. To you, it may be a good reason why you're not doing the work of the Lord or you've not been saved yet. Maybe a good reason. Maybe a good reason. But this morning, can I say to you, that reason won't hold up in court. There's going to come a day you're going to stand before the judge. As I read this, man, it just pierced my heart. There's going to come a day. And not an excuse I got is going to stand before Him that day. The only thing that's going to stand before Him that day is the blood of Jesus Christ. I see that there is a reason. I see this, that there's a replacement. He said, okay, they don't want to come, bring them in. Go out there and get them, bring them in. But can I say to you this morning, when you put your excuse before God, they will be regrets. I see, there's been times I've sat there and seen people go to the altar and the Lord, Holy Ghost of heaven, be pricking my heart, get in there and pray with them, and I wouldn't get down there. And somebody else would slide right in there. And you know what the Lord would tell me, Sister Holly? If you're not going to do it, I'll get somebody that will. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is, my pastor, don't put no excuse. Don't put no excuse before what God's called you to do. I'm talking to somebody this morning that you got an excuse, and you keep leaning on that crutch, you keep leaning on that excuse, and the Lord's not going to put up with an excuse. Your employer, you can call and give them an excuse, they'll put up with it. Your spouse, you can give them an excuse, they'll put up with it. But God knows all things. I see that in the Word of God. But let me show you the regret that they had. Not only was they replaced, but they had a regret. As your pastor, the only thing, I do not want you to have one regret when you leave this walk of life. You got one life. You're not going through here again. This is it. This is it. This is it. He said, go tell them to come. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. You know you need to come. You know you need to come. You know you need to be in that altar right where God, you've had every excuse in the world why not to do what He's called you to do. Maybe to be a member of this church. Maybe to come in scriptural baptism. You got all kinds of excuses why you're not doing it instead of why you are doing it. My mama always told me when I wanted to get out of something, she said, one excuse is just as good as another. Now tell me the truth. Let me show you the regret they had. Show you the regret they had. What is your excuse this morning? Maybe you've got a reason. Maybe, I don't know. But let me show you this in verse 24. For I say unto you, and this is Jesus. Here's what Jesus said. For I say unto you that none of those men, none of them first three that had their excuse, He said, none of those men which were bidden, that means they were begged, they were invited, they were encouraged. The invitation was theirs. I believe that the Spirit of God's got to draw a man, woman, boy, or girl to be saved. And we ain't listening. There's a lot of times the Spirit's drawing, but we ain't listening. We got other things, other priorities over what God's called us to do. These three men had a regret. Look what He said. He said, I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. He said, preacher, what does that mean? They won't taste of... They had a reason not to come. They was replaced because they didn't come, and they had a regret for not coming. Number one, they did not taste the goodness of God. They did not taste the goodness of God. They did not taste God's grace. They did not taste God's forgiveness. And they will not sit at the king's table. For eternity, they won't sit at the king's table. This ain't like getting invited to your mama's house or to your momma's house when she's got Sunday lunch and you got an excuse. This is for eternity. And they said, I can't. There's no telling how many people sits on a pew every Sunday that's got an excuse. I just can't, preacher. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 46. Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 46. I want to share this with you. They had a reason not to come. They was replaced because they didn't come, but they had a regret for not coming. This morning, I don't want you to walk out of this place with a regret and excuse that you didn't get it right, that you didn't get to where you need to be. Acts 13 and verse number 46, I want to share this with you. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it far from you and judge yourselves unworthy. Get this, you judge yourself unworthy. Of what? Of everlasting life. Lo, we'll turn to the Gentiles. He told the Jews, though you don't want it, we'll turn to the Gentiles. We'll turn here. We'll go here and let God work. This morning, I don't want God to turn from nobody in this room to somebody else. I don't want you to have a regret. I don't want you to be replaced. I don't want somebody else sitting in your seat in heaven when time comes. I don't want somebody else sitting where you were supposed to be. Man, this is on my heart. Listen to me this morning. I don't want that. I tote this burden every day. You make sure that you all get ready, got your place reserved in heaven. You make sure, not on mama or papa, church membership, none of that. You make sure you got yourself a place reserved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't give no reason or excuse why you can't. He's given all of us a measure of faith. Every one of us in this room, that much. But you know what holds us back from releasing the power of God on our life? Is excuses. Is excuses. 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 I don't want you to have an excuse. I don't want you to be replaced. And I don't want you to leave this walk of life regretting that you didn't make the greatest decision that you could have ever made. And that's following Jesus Christ. I don't want you to die with the regret of this, that you are saved, but you didn't do exactly all the way through what He told you to do. That you come up short on some things. I want you to be right where God would have you to be. Man, my heart's desire is this, that God would just use you in a mighty way. But He can't use you if you have an excuse. He can't use you. He can't do nothing with an excuse. He can't do nothing with it. Unless you get ready to get over that excuse, He can't do nothing with it. I'm going to ask you this morning a question. What's your excuse? If we were doing what God had called us to do, this place would be tore down and built back bigger. Not for our glory, not for our kingdom, not for nothing of us, but for Him. Because He said, there's room. Go get them. What's our excuse this morning? I'm going to leave you with this. A little boy wanted to know something. A little boy wanted to know something so bad. He went to his daddy, and his daddy's reading the paper. And he wanted to know the answer so bad, Brother Hagin. So bad, he went to his daddy, and he poured his daddy on his sleeve. He said, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. His daddy's reading the paper. He said, yes, son, what is it? And he asked him the question, and he said, I don't know. Go ask your mama. He said, I didn't want to know it that bad. Why? Because when he went to where mama was, he didn't have no excuse. When he went to where mama was, he didn't have no excuse. When you stand before the Lord, you'll have no excuse. This morning, what's your excuse? Father, we love you and we thank you for this day. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for your sweet Holy Ghost that's in this place. Lord, I thank you that there's not one excuse that you don't know about, that you're already piercing on our heart this morning. Lord, I don't know what that's holding back here at this church. I don't know what's holding back from letting the Spirit of God just have free reign in this place. But Lord God, if I have an excuse, search my heart. Lord God, whatever our excuses are, let us get them away and let us just focus on you the way it should be, Lord God. Lord, I know this. An excuse won't work for you. Father, I don't want you to replace nobody in this place. And Father, I don't want to have no regrets when that grave busts open. Father, I love you and I thank you. Whoever's sitting there this morning with an excuse, the reason they won't follow you, the reason they won't do what you called them to do, I pray they get in this old-timey altar and they do business with you this morning. Leave all of our excuses and all of our shame and burden behind and come to you. When we come to you, it'll fall behind. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand.